what's happening this morning is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning, everyone. A number of state agencies are investigating Saturday's stage roof collapse at the Indiana State Fairgrounds, and state police say at their count, 27 people remain hospitalized from the accident that killed five. At this point, there is a question of which agency, or if any agency, is required to inspect the stage and rigging at venues. The mother of the youngest victim, 3-year-old Maggie Mullen, says her daughter faces more surgery and a skin graft. Maggie is to undergo additional surgery today. She was pulled from the debris by concertgoers who rushed to the stage to help. The brother of the Wanata woman killed at the fair believes organizers could have done more to warn concertgoers. From Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lakeshore Bureau, Steve Walsh reports.
Working for Media Reports, Earl Pittman Jr. of Chesterton said he doesn't believe concertgoers were given enough warning.
It just doesn't make sense to me why they didn't evacuate. I don't understand that, and I don't think I'll ever understand that. I think it should have been canceled.
42-year-old Tammy Van Dam of Wanata was one of five people who died after a sudden gust of wind brought down the stage prior to a performance by Sugarland at the Indiana State Fair on Saturday. Pittman said his sister had been given tickets as a birthday present from a friend who went with her to the concert. Her friend remains hospitalized in Indianapolis. Van Dam was a single mother of a 17-year-old. She worked part-time as a wedding photographer in Wanata.
She was very caring, loving. She'd do anything for you. If you needed help with anything, she'd be there to help you.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Steve Walsh.
Sugarland plans to resume its concert schedule Thursday in Albuquerque, but the band remains shaken over the events at the Indiana State Fair. Their manager, Gail Gelman, says after looking out at the sky Saturday night, the tour manager decided to hold the group back a moment before taking the stage.
Everybody was standing in a prayer circle getting ready to go on stage, and Helen, as she was walking down the ramp, the stage fell. So her decision to hold them for literally a minute saved every band member and crew's life.
Jennifer Nettles and Christian Bush, who are Sugarland, are planning to do something for the victims, families of the victims. The Indiana State Fair says it is canceling two of its top billed concerts this week, tomorrow night's Janet Jackson and Friday's Lady Antebellum concerts. Thursday's Train and Maroon 5 concert will go on in a different location. Fair officials say they will announce a location for that show sometime today. Marion County judge has declined to halt Indiana's broad new school voucher program, saying the law is likely to be upheld. Judge Michael Keel wrote Monday the law is religion neutral and was enacted for the benefit of students, not religious institutions or activities. The measure was passed this year by the Republican-dominated General Assembly and signed into law by Governor Mitch Daniels. A group of teachers and religious leaders backed by the State Teachers Association is challenging it, claiming it violates the state constitution by providing public money to religious institutions. And Indiana Secretary of State Charlie White will have to wait a bit longer for his day in court. Attorney Carl Brizzi says White's trial has been postponed until January 30th. That's the second time the trial has been delayed. A Hamilton County grand jury indicted White in March on felony voter fraud charges. Indiana Democrats had called for an investigation into White last fall after discovering he voted in the 2010 Republican primary while registered to vote at his ex-wife's house in Fishers. He maintains his innocence. WFYI weather today and tomorrow mostly sunny with highs of 85. Tonight clear, low 61. Thursday partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 86. Right now it's mostly clear. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you. It's coming up on 6:35 now. In sports, the Colts have waived former Ball State.